I'm not doing that shit with you today. I refuse. All right.
Stomach on left.
I don't know how they do it. Like I said, I don't want to, like, you know, fat shame nobody, but
I mean, I can talk trash because biggest I got to was like 240s.
Yeah.
Like 240. I was fat as hell.
Yeah, you sure off you was fat too. You didn't care.
And that's the thing.
You was coughing at fat nigga.
You got
I eat it. You didn't care.
Because if I keep it on in the pool, they still see it.
Mm-hmm.
They still see it.
Shirt stick to you. And you ain't gonna take a long time to peel it off.
Got a little bodycon shirt on.
Yeah. Shit stuck to you. Then you got a white tee on and see through. Now you see your big nipples.
I got little medium nipples. Got little medium nipples.
Little chocolate chips.
Not the big ones though. But little medium. I've
never been a fan of the big Oreos.
I like Oreos.
Yeah, I like the I like the gumdrop too. I like the gumdrop. But the big ones that like cover the whole.
Yeah,
it's look crazy.
It do look a little crazy.
You like it's a hand already on them.
Like
somebody just
palming the titty.
You know what I enjoyed this week?
What did you enjoy this week?
Before we start the pod.
Okay.
What did you enjoy? Before we start, cause you know we still got to do our tunes and shit.
Yeah.
But I enjoyed the post. I think I saw you do it first. And that's how I think Tiffany did it. When it was like
the biopic.
The biopic song.
Yes.
Right? I thought that was real cool.
I thought that was cool.
Yeah.
I thought that was cool. And it was something to kind of make everything a little bit more positive and fun.
Yeah.
By what you'll see it online.
Mm-hmm.
So for your biopic, what would your song be?
It's funny you ask.
Reporting live down in the Maysville News Center, KBD, the artist known as Mr. Big were to be released from prison today and has caused an uproar in the prison system.
Let's go.
I had a chance to speak with him today, and I asked, why did you do the things you did?
If I got me a movie, I need the whole movie to stand up. Put your hands in the air for the West Side.
Yeah, boo, talk your shit. I was only 17, had the neighborhood hook, had them stealing out they crib, cause my crack tastes like ribs. I'm up in the morning with the rest of these rookies. You out here selling them down.
What you got?
I'm out here selling them cookies. Hey. I'm flying out of town, getting them things for 12.5. 104 ounces, 50 like when it's dry. Pyrex dishes in the motherfucking kitchen. Word around town, Mr. Big got them chickens. That nigga bought a house for a small by the lake and gave his grandma sense of keys to the safe.
Yes, sir.
Ass niggas and them hoes start hating to see my little sister drive a Benz to graduation. I'm tripping on that nigga, see them smoking on them buds. I still got love for them niggas selling them dubs. I remember when I used to do the same shit. Buy a half ounce and cut it up and sold a block up. I can't put my Glock up. My Glock is my hoe and my hoe go everywhere.
Make some noise, y'all. What the fuck?
The boys are back in town.
The boy, we are so back.
We are so
back.
Minus the third of the trio.
He's here in spirit.
He is here.
He's here in spirit. How you been?
Man, you know, brother, you know, I've been doing all right.
All right.
I've been doing all right.
Okay.
You know, what was the topic we had? Was you kicking ass or was the ass kicking you or what was it?
I don't see it on this one. We could always say it. But how was it? How was
you? You know,
how you feeling?
It's been an interesting first few weeks of the year, man.
How's January been?
January. There you go. How's January been so far? Belt to ass. Are you doing the spanking? It's been belt to ass.
Okay,
I ain't gonna hold you. Not bad. You know, I've realized, man, like a lot of things you gotta keep relative.
Okay,
right. And it's been belt to ass relative to expectations.
Okay,
but also considering what it could be,
mm-hmm.
I'm good. I'm here. I always say, as long as I got options, as long as I could, you know, make shit shake, as long as I can do shit, I'm cool.
There we go.
It's when if I'm stuck and this is all I can, and that's when, that's, you know what I mean?
Like,
if you're in a situation, that's when and I've been blessed to say, I can't think of the last time that I was like, damn, I don't know what I'm about to do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? As always, yeah, I could do that. You know what I mean? So it's been good, man. But nothing crazy. What about you?
I feel that I felt every day in January.
That's not funny. I'm sorry. That's not funny. I take that back.
It was a post someone tagged me in. It said, one thing about January, Miss January, make sure you feel every 31 days mm-hmm. in the month. You feel every day.
When they say like, oh, April done shit around, April must have had somewhere to be. January had shit to do.
Because January, McClogging up the buffet. Boy, January, holding up the line.
January had shit to do. January still in that drive-thru talking about, let me get a car full of, what you wanted? You ain't want nothing? Ain't no food at the house now. All right. What about you? Whole car order. Bruh. Didn't you change your mind? Well, let me get a goddamn.
Listen, it's crazy because it's been a little chaotic. I'm not even going to sit here in front. I can't say that January's been chaotic.
Yep.
However, I pride myself on always trying to find lessons in whatever I'm experiencing. Mm-hmm. And I feel that January has taught me to pivot my perspective. Mm. Whenever I feel myself getting too focused on, or I don't want to say getting down, but you know, you just be going through shit. You just trying to sort shit out and swim the shore, basically. So I feel that way about January. And I think I will also say that I feel that January is, if you survive January, is setting the tone for the rest of the year. Mm-hmm. You always hear the phrase, you know, that'll make a man out of you.
Yeah,
January made a man out of me.
Yeah. Yeah.
But now it's like towards the end of the month, I feel like I have a lot more clarity. Mm-hmm. And I feel like the wheel is spinning now, but it was some things that I had to learn in this month that are going to make the rest of the year just.
Man, I saw a tweet, man, from Shy from the podcast, Shy to the guys. And I'm a mess it up, but basically he was likening life to like sports, right? And mm-hmm. basketball in particular. And he was saying that, you know, basketball is a game of runs, right?
Yeah.
So if you're on the side that's on a run, you'll run that motherfucker up as long as you can.
Yeah.
If you're on the other side of it, weather that storm, lock in, play D.
Yeah.
Get right. And when it's your turn up.
Yeah.
And I saw that and said, you know, that's a real good perspective on just life.
Just life in general.
So that's the way I do things. Like, and I know at one point I had to really kind of check myself, like, is it that I'm overly positive and naive, or is it a certain confidence, right? And I had to learn that it was really was just, there's never been anything that I hadn't gotten out of.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Like, there's been a situation where it didn't all, and we always say, like shit always works out.
Yeah, it always works out.
No matter how it looks in the moment, it always works out.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of times we lose sight of that. In the moment.
Yeah.
And we're on some, man, bro, this some man, bullshit. Come on, man. Like, come on, dog. It's something that is always something. It ain't one thing. It's a motherfucking nothing. You know what I mean? Like, it be that. And then you think about it after. It's like, you know what? That shit wasn't even that bad for real.
And I look at it from two different perspectives. The first, I would say, you have to tell yourself, you know, this is what you pray for.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is what you pray for. It's not like it's going to be easy, but... Yeah. Essentially, this is what you prayed for. So now, you know, just like you said, you know, lean in, lock in during that, mm-hmm. So that you can get to the other side. And then the other thing is, I always, you know, mention, and I made a post on Threads about this, but I always make mention of, you know, being in survivor mode. And I remember when I first started therapy, my therapist was like, you still operate in survivor mode.
Mm-hmm.
And I know people that experience that because of their upbringing get such a bad rep. But I always tell Ev, I'm like, whenever I'm put up against the wall,
mm-hmm.
I'm coming out swinging.
Right.
Like it's a mental level that when shit gets too chaotic, it's mm-hmm. like, all right, I don't want you to think I'm acting funny right now, but I'm about to lock the fuck in
right.
until I feel more comfortable with where I am right now. So,
right. Yeah. And to that point, like, and I had to look up this song. It was a tweet and it said, how are men all so solution oriented, so calm within chaos? And I replied, and I was like, because we learned at an early age that ain't nobody coming to save
you. But early age.
Early. And it's in when I say that, it's simple as I fell down as a little kid.
Mm-hmm.
Man, get up, man. You be all right. Shake that shit off.
Nobody
get
wasn't running to us like, oh, yeah, what's come wrong? Here.
Yeah, it wasn't that.
It was, oh, all right. So, you wanna, yeah, you so, could just sit down. It was get your ass up.
Yeah, so think about it. At 6 years old, you fall down, bust your ass, and you were howling, crying. Everybody's like, man, get up, man.
Man, get your ass up.
Like a little bitch, man. Get up.
Shake it off.
You know, exactly. Like, so what does that teach you as a child? Ain't nobody coming to get you.
Ain't nobody coming to get you.
Nobody coming to save your ass. Get up, brush that shit off, shake it off. And obviously, you know, as adults, we see the negative that has come.
Yeah.
Right? And we spoke to the negative piece of operating in survival mode, right?
Yeah.
But also, like you said, there is a positive that comes from it. Ain't shit going, you know what I mean? It's literally you become unflappable. Like, you become somebody who's not easily shaken.
Yeah.
Like, something happens, you just kind of.
Like, give me a second to think about it, and all right, that's what we're going to do.
Bet. All right, bet. Listen. This is what we're going to do, all right? Like, we've been in them situations.
Yeah.
Parties. This happens. I never forget when we, you know, threw the party and got a venue. Hey, them niggas are hated. Called the fire marshal. Ain't going to happen. Damn.
Let's make a phone call.
All right, cool. Give me 30 minutes.
Oh, you're going here.
Bet. You got something? Yeah, cool. They said we good over here. You want this? Well, I got this over here. This part gonna be better because they said we gotta do X, Y, Z to get that.
And yeah,
people don't like that side of town. People don't like to go to that venue. Blah blah. Okay, cool. Let's do it. Let's go and start calling folks.
Yeah,
make a post, put it out. Boom, done.
Yeah,
before just social
like that.
Media.
I always say, bro, it's so crazy. Like, all this was before social media was like big. We just like Facebook back then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was it. Post a flyer. Post a little video.
Going about your business.
Was it Vimeo?
Yeah.
Post a little video. Call it a day.
Going about your business now, from there.
Imagine these resources back. Jesus man. Christ, stop it. Jesus Christ, stop man. It. IG live. And boy. Y'all niggas is lacking. I'm telling you, y'all boys is lacking. Because, nigga, don't even worry about it. But yeah, and like, honestly, like, you know, and again, that's what that survival mode does, right? Like, niggas are super solution oriented. Niggas know the game. Niggas been there, done that, seen it a million different ways, a million different times. So
just figure it out. I remember when, and this was this had to be 2016 when it was hurricane season, and we had to evacuate
Matthew.
Savannah. Yeah, and I remember like my family was just like scrambling. Like, oh, where we gonna go? And we don't have no family nowhere, and we gonna have to do this. And I'm like, let me make a couple phone calls while everybody just panicking. I came back. I was like, all right, they're like, all the hotels booked up. All right, I got us two hotel rooms at this in Atlanta. So and so, like, what? Yeah, don't worry about it. We ain't got no money. Don't worry about it. I got us two hotel rooms in Atlanta. We got to evacuate this day. Juan said we could stay at his house that first night, check into a hotel. You do that. So just like, breathe. It's like, breathe in the stress.
Yeah.
Exhale. And like, all right, shit, let's get back to it. Yeah, that's all you got to do.
Yeah. What's that 30-second rule? Like, you know, I'm going to take these 30 seconds to feel sorry for myself, to be like, man, I can't believe this shit, blah, blah, blah. All right, cool.
All right, damn. All right.
You know what I mean? And again, that's why I always talk about it. We'll get into the pod in a minute, but I always talk about, like, being an athlete, former athlete, because I damn sure ain't no athlete no more. But being a former athlete and being in these situations where it's literally, it's not life or death, but it is win or loss, right? Mm-hmm. And it's like, all right, bro, like, you got to figure this out. We ain't got time to feel bad because you just fucked up or none of that shit. Like, we need to figure it out. What we doing?
ASAP.
Got something quick. Ain't got time to think about it. You saw that shit, like, in the way your mind has to work and think on the fly and just operate in just a state of just using your instincts.
Yeah.
Like, it's less about having this time to think and plan and more about instinctually, what are you doing? Like, what do you just do? You know what I'm saying? Like, what do you just go to? Like, not just, and it's like, it's almost like fight or flight. Like, what does your body just train you? What do your mind just train for you to do?
Yeah.
In a situation where it's chaos or anything like that. And whatever it is says a lot about you. So again, like I said, we talk about survival mode. Like, literally, your mind, your body will tell you, okay, cool, boom, let's figure it out.
Yeah.
And we ain't got a lot of time to think.
We ain't got a lot of time. And I always say that when, like, conversations in the house, I'll spend it up. Like, I'm like, my mind is always figuring stuff out.
Always.
Like, I'm not vocal about it, but I'm like, okay, cool. And like, that's why, so one of the things that I hate when people make plans for me because the day before, I've already mentally planned out my day.
Right.
The next day. So, like today's Saturday. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, I'm already like, all right, cool. I got to do this, 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 and this. That means you need to wake up early before everybody so you can start cleaning. Then you got to go check this out, do this, hit this event, barbershop, this, bing, bang, pot, boom.
Yeah.
And literally every day. So that's why people just try to throw stuff. I'm like, oh, I'm doing this. Oh, we're doing the same thing. I got it all laid out.
And because you haven't said anything, don't map my day out.
Yeah.
It bothers me when things just get thrown, especially the day of.
Yeah.
Like, don't give me the, the day before, I can deal with.
Yeah.
Like, let me make room for it. Let me move.
I'm really like a 3-day notice guy at this point. 3 to 4 days.
Yeah. Like, give me some time to work this out in my mind, right? Because, like you said, I'm not just operating or moving around on some fly by night. Whatever happens, happens.
Yeah.
Some laissez faire shit. Like, nah, like, bro, like, my day's planned. My week's planned. If I have something I have to do, my mind is saying I'm doing it this day.
Yeah.
I know when I'm going to do it. And now, I mean, let's say, you know, like, for example, I had a project at the house I was going to work on. And I knew when I was going to do it. Now, what time? That was different.
Yeah.
But I was off that day. So, it's like, yeah, I'm going to do it this day. And the closer I get, I can actually map my shit out.
Yeah.
And I did. So, something coming in, throwing a monkey wrench would have fucked me up.
Yeah.
And again, and with that, I would have been pissed off. Like, because I had this plan, like you said. So it's really a don't just assume I'm not doing anything.
Yeah.
Or I don't have plans because you may not. Right?
Yep.
Because again, I know pretty much I do. Like, most times I do. Like, I, you know, it's either I have something I'm doing, or maybe I ain't got shit going on.
Or even if it's just house stuff, I've already mapped out what I'm doing in the house. I'm gonna wake up, I'm gonna do this, do that. All right, I'm gonna chill, get up, try to do a little run around the neighborhood, you know, do a little something, get active. And
And that's why, like, even like people who like procrastinate get to me.
Yeah.
Because it's like, no. In my mind and in my head, I was doing that today.
Yeah.
If you don't want to do that today, we don't have to, but don't. A week from now, I've got something going. Like, this is my mapped out space. You know what I'm saying?
So when it comes to completing tasks and just doing things, are you a let's get it done by 12, one person? Or are you a we can take all, I can take all day? Like, I'm very much, let's throw out if I got to do like some strategizing, whatever stuff, get the house in order, stuff like that.
Yeah.
I'm very much a, that needs to be done by like 1 o'clock. 2, if I want to, I'm really big on wanting to enjoy the rest of my day.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like having to do too much in the evening, because I'm like, I'm just supposed to be relaxing, unwinding, drinking, watching TV at that point.
I won't necessarily put like a time
on
like needs to be done by.
Yeah.
But I will typically be okay, cool, let's do it.
Gotcha.
What we need to do, let's go ahead and knock it out. So I say that because like maybe something takes a little longer. Like, oh my God, today I get home. And bro, for those who have like stand up showers in their home, like, y'all feel my pain unless y'all nasty. But bro, like, so we got like the little scrubber joint or whatever, which saved me probably an hour. But cleaning a stand up shower is pure hell.
Cause like, you gotta hit all sides,
every corner,
you gotta clean the glass.
Yeah, glass door get you. Like, bro, I'm spraying it. And you know I was tired because I keep spraying it with the glass cleaner. I said, man, this fucking shit ain't coming up. And I was like, that's because that glass cleaner ain't gonna do it. Like, you need to get this. And I had like the foaming shit that's made for the built up soap scum and shit. And so then I had to hit it with that. You know what I'm saying? And got it clean, but that took me a minute.
Yeah.
A lot longer than I thought. And honestly, I knew that all I had to do once I got back home was, I said, all right, cool, I got to get ready to pod at some point.
Yeah.
So this needs to be done. We had the time. We were going to record. I said, cool. I need to have this done by this time. That way I have a minute to sit down, chill.
Yeah.
And then get ready. You know what I'm saying? So for me, I'm definitely, I operate more on a, okay, what we need to do?
Yeah.
What you doing right now? Cool, let's go.
All right, let's go ahead and do it.
Get it done. Let's get it. I'm definitely a let's get. As I've gotten older, I've for sure shifted out of the, well, we ain't really got to do it today. Let's hold off until tomorrow. What you think about? I don't do that shit no more. Like, nah, let's do it now. Because I just, as I've gotten older, I just don't like things hanging over my head.
I hate a recurring thing
you know
to do.
Like, I could have did shit last week.
I when I say I hate a recurring thing to do, and it's funny because I had to clean the bathroom this morning too. Mm-hmm. I was so official. I put my, well, it's been a chaotic week, which is a reflection of my month.
Yeah.
And I text my cleaning ladies the other day. I was like, hey, you guys got any openings Friday? And they usually always respond fast. And like 2 hours went by and get no response. So I hit my girl again, like, hey, you're just following up. She hit me back and was like, oh, we only do, you know, commercial cleaning now.
Yeah, it is.
I felt my heart drop. I respond back. I said, what you mean? Hey. But I ain't even gonna hold you. They was good. They would always come in with a team. It'll be like three of them. Man. They knocked the house out in like an hour.
Them saying they doing commercial buildings now. I mean, they getting
they getting that moolah. Moolah
ain't been doing it, baby. That 200
yeah
for the crib ain't gonna do it, baby. I'm getting six. Listen,
and I wasn't mad at him.
Baby getting 200 to flow.
I put my big gloves on today. Oh. I was marred out fire in the house.
Come on, superwoman.
That bathroom whoop your ass, hey,
boy.
That bath, and I had to clean. I cleaned the shower and the tub.
Ooh.
I had my headphones on. At first, I was like, oh, I'm going to do the old school black playlist.
Yeah. Nah, you got to turn that shit off, man.
I said, hey, man.
Put some Boosie on.
Hey,
turn shit off.
Minor Maniac.
You know what I'm talking about? Hey, man. Put some Boosie on real quick, man. I keep it gacking. Niggas murder got it bad.
I had to.
Hey, for real, man. You got, yeah, because you know what's funny about cleaning the bathroom since we on this subject? Cleaning a bathroom is always funny because that shit is always just you paying for your own sin.
Bruh.
Like, if your bathroom, if you were cleaning your bathroom and it's, like, taking you a long time because it's nasty, that is your fault. Why did it take you so long to get to this bathroom? Bruh. And it pissed you off because you can't blame nobody.
Now,
but
I don't
yourself.
Know. We ain't nasty niggas now.
I'm
hold
not,
on.
Not
you gotta
that.
Clean that up.
I'm
you're
not
like,
saying,
oh, it
I ain't saying it
hold
like
up.
That. No, I'm just saying in general, like, and again, I talked about shit being relative. I'm yeah. not saying you got shit in the toilet. What I'm saying is that whatever level of filth you had to clean, whether it's at a two
oh,
or a nine,
I get what
you're
saying.
You're still dealing with your
it's coming
filth.
To a dirty
it's
ass
your
body.
Ass. You, it's nobody else's ass.
You dirty
you.
Bitch.
You see what I'm saying? Like, that's your ass. If the back, if the tub is dirty, that's nobody's dirt but yours.
But
your
funky
dirt,
ass.
That's your funky ass in there. You clean up after you. You did that. That is your ass in that toilet.
But it makes sense why my mom, like in my mom's house, like time you take a shower, she make you spray.
Yeah.
Now I'm like, now I understand why every time if you take a shower, you take a bath, like you go ahead and you spray, you scrub, you know, you still do your deep clean, whenever, but after the day, oh nah, I'm implementing that.
And see,
I'm sorry, mama.
And see, my mama house, she was like that too, like because she would say, okay, listen. And see, my mom, it was me and my brother sharing a bathroom.
Yeah.
Two boys, both athletes, both coming home.
Yeah.
We come home from practice and we nasty.
Yeah.
Like, this ain't no we just went to school and came home. No,
yeah.
I don't went to school. I've been out here practicing.
Yeah.
Rain, snow could be muddy, whatever. I mean, we outside. Right. And then we come in this house washing our ass, right? In that tub.
Yeah, so y'all had to.
It get nasty quick.
Real
you know,
quick.
So and we'll hit the walls now. Wait, the walls knock. Now, and the thing, what I did appreciate about my parents is they always gave us options and choices.
Yeah.
I told you to hit that wall. You didn't do it? Okay. What about Tuesday? No. Wednesday? No. Friday? No. Saturday? Go clean that goddamn bathroom.
Yeah.
Now you in here struggling and crying. God damn it. About to run away. I'm going to run away. Running away. Packing a bag and I'm getting out of this. I'm going to grandma's house. I'm sick of this shit. Goddamn mama had me. Yo, I was talking about this. I'm sorry, mama. Man, I was talking about this shit the other day, man. How my mama wake us up at like 3 in the morning.
My mama the same
to
way.
To wash dishes. Right.
Don't you leave nothing in there.
Boy, so you grew up as the only child in your house, right?
Me and she got 8 years apart. Well, she could moved out when she was like 18.
Yeah.
19, so damn.
So you, I mean, so for the majority.
So I was stuck in it, yeah.
Yeah, you was on your own. So you was a little different. You had a reprieve that we had. Because like, so basically what we would have with the kitchen is you had what was called your week. So
got
your week started on Sunday with a clean kitchen.
Yeah.
Whatever that looks like. So let's say if Saturday night comes in and, you know, it's plates and shit in the dishwasher and you don't turn the dishwasher on Saturday
yeah.
night, right? Cool. or you don't wash the dishes Saturday, whatever you didn't do, right? Typically, mm-hmm. it'll be the dishwasher because my mom didn't leave no sinks and no dishes in the sink, right? Yeah. And it's still a thing today. You know me, I don't. I can't stand leaving it, but that's a different story, a different day. So on Sunday, if it's dirty dishes in the dishwasher, cool. Turn that dishwasher on, clean, cool. Mm-hmm. Empty the dishwasher. You start with a freshly clean kitchen.
Yep.
Counters, all dishes put up, you start anew.
Don't you love starting with a fresh
kitchen? It was great. But see, the thing is that my week doesn't start until you have cleaned the kitchen.
Oh, okay.
Right? When it's clean, now my week. So if you bullshit it until Monday, my week don't start till mm-hmm. you get right.
Until you get it done.
Thank you. Do your thing.
Appreciate
buddy. You. I'll wait till Wednesday if you want to because your shit's still going to start because mm-hmm. I'm going to clean this bitch. my brother, yo, Q hated me. Nigga, Saturday night, I'll be up at 1 in the morning getting right.
Because
come Sunday, when you wake up, you be ready because it's your time it's to your shine, playboy.
I done did mine.
And what up, Fresh? It's your turn, baby. You know what I mean? But the thing about it was, like, that's how they operated. So my mom would come wake us up, bro, at like 3 in the morning in the middle of the week. Mm-hmm. Hey, get up. Why them dishes? Go downstairs and wash some goddamn dishes.
Bro.
Now, at that point, we'll be pissed off because, man, it's 3 in the morning. I got school, blah, 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 blah. As an adult, you know what my question was? What the fuck you doing up at 3 in the morning in the goddamn kitchen anyway? Take your monkey ass to
Mama
bed.
Mama had to go make daddy a sandwich.
You see what I'm saying? What the fuck you got going on?
Getting up to go make daddy a sandwich.
You've been in there being a little frisky, and you done moses your ass.
Now you done disturb her peace.
Now my dad mad because he thought he gonna get him a little.
He thought he'll give him a little sandwich.
Yeah, thought he gonna get a little something on the back end after the sandwich.
And now she fussing.
Now she fussing about by her neck. The
now he done roll over.
Yeah, now he
night over.
Damn, them motherfuckers.
Them motherfuckers.
I hate them.
Bro, my mom was so extreme. I remember, like in Renee's house, you make your bed every morning, like you do all of this mm-hmm. stuff. I remember walking. And like, and you couldn't have anything on your bed.
Yeah.
I was walking to the bus stop. I kid you not. And I think I left like a book and my remote on the bed. And she came to that door. I was like, if you don't get your ass in this house and get this remote and get, this room better be, and you bet not miss the bus. So I had to run home to get them two items. And then it's funny though, because when you become adult, so much begins to make sense mm-hmm. that what your parents did. And I was just having this conversation with Eb like this week about, you know, A, like not saying we're not doing a bad job raising our kids, mm-hmm. but they're a little too privileged with the amount of times I got to do this and the amount of times I got to do that. I was like, bro, when I was in the third grade, I was ironing my own clothes.
Yep.
I was setting my own alarm.
Washing your own clothes.
Yeah, like it was so much like responsibility I had at an early age. So honestly, this week I started with landing like, all right, hey, you got to do your tutoring on the iPad. What time do you want to do it? All right, cool. And it was funny because the other day I said we're gonna do it at 1. He was playing Madden. He in the games and stuff now, mm-hmm. so he playing Madden. So he do it at 1. I didn't say anything. He lost his game. He's all upset because he lost. All right, bet. He comes back and it's like at this point, I said, well, you could get like 10 more minutes on your game. Do you cool mind? 3 o'clock came. That was come. I said, what were you supposed to do? Oh, but I was upset. No. What were you supposed to do? Mm-hmm. I said, I'm teaching my responsibility, right?
Yeah.
I said, and I told you need to be proactive. So you knew you needed to do it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what did you choose to do? Cut that TV off.
Cut that shit off.
Cut that TV off for the rest of the day. Mm-hmm. Let's get this tablet. Let's do what we got to do. And I think it was later than that, but I was like, get that tablet. We're going to do that. Go downstairs and eat. Go to bed. Mm-hmm. No more TV.
That's it.
And because so much makes sense now when you come to adult.
It does, like, because it just registers and it's like, it's so simple.
Yeah.
You making it hard. So because really, you want to make this shit hard, cool, I got something for you. I'm going to show you.
And even with hearing you say that, it's like, make it simple while things can be simple.
Right. Because it's going to be a point in your life where it's no longer simple. It can't, no matter how hard you try.
Currently.
Exactly. Like, bro, I would give, it's so funny.
Currently.
Like, it's the whole joke on social media about, damn, I realize now why my mom used to be so mad when she would come home and I ain't pulled that goddamn ground beef.
I was going to ask, can we talk about that? because
that's a real hurt.
No, but someone else was like, I'm not, now that I'm an adult, why didn't mama just take it out herself?
When she left in the morning. When she left it out. That's the real shit.
But so this is how I looked at that. I looked at it as mama was teaching you at an early age about responsibility and getting shit done. Mm-hmm. Because really, why didn't she just take shit out the night before she left? That's mm-hmm. all she had to do.
Yeah.
Now, if your morning's like mine, I'm getting two kids ready for school in the morning. It's real chaotic in the morning. Yeah. So I can see in that, but I like assigning kids ownership early. And I think our generation is going to do a good job of finding these different ways to teach our kids responsibility. Because a lot of the old school, like I was part of the, you only learn responsibility by giving your parents money. Don't even want to talk about it. Still some trauma. But I was a part of that group since 13.
Yeah.
Giving money and stuff. And I remember like I made a post about that on Facebook. And like, of course, the older generation was like, nah, that's how you do it. I'm like, no. There's so many other ways to teach kids about responsibility. Like start assigning them tasks. Mm-hmm. Start making them do stuff on their own. Like just it's so many other ways to skin a cat.
And because as someone who didn't come from that, right?
Come on.
Like I didn't have to give my money. But also, if I blew all my money and then I want something, ain't you got a job? Like what? Why you need me to give you 50? Why do you need $50 to go to a party?
Yeah.
Nigga, didn't you just get paid?
Come on.
So what you?
No. What do you do with your money?
Shit, figure it out. Or even at a younger age, right? So let's say when I was, I don't know, 10, and I want to go do some shit with my friends, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Dad, can I have $20 to go, I don't fucking know, what do whatever, right? Movies, whatever. Take your ass out there and wash your mama's car. Mm-hmm. I give $30 to wash mine, too.
Yep. Yeah.
I give you 50 to vacuum it. Now you got options. Figure it out. And don't let me go out there and do a half-ass job. Because now either, A, I'm not getting paid. Because, see, it used to start as my dad would walk me back out there.
Yeah.
Do that. You miss this.
Yeah.
Then it went to, okay, cool, I'll go look at it in a minute. And he go look at it, and I'm not paying for that. If I took my car around the corner, them boys around the corner, and they did the same thing you did, I wouldn't pay them shit either. So that's how.
You never just dock your pay?
My dad ain't doing anything.
He ain't never just dock your pay.
Nah, it's all with pops. He ain't played them games.
I was gonna say, that's where you get that from.
Yeah.
You like to dock people pay when they don't do good.
You ain't getting shit out of me. This ain't about me. But that is where I get it from. That is where I get it from. Let me get that. Partner.
Nah, huh? You get this.
Yeah.
You come get the rest in blood.
What that nigga said on Friday, then I said to take out the trash. Craig, last night, then I said to take out the trash. Oh, you didn't take out? Oh, okay, cool. Got some for you, nigga. Come take it then.
Oh, man.
I owe you? I owe you nothing.
Nothing.
Come get in blood. Get it like the Red Cross.
Oh, man. Hey, what are your goals for this year?
Goals for this year. You know, I have asked.
Because you're not a resolution person.
I'm not a resolution person.
Yeah, me neither.
One thing I did, and I'll say that I learned it from you, actually, is I actually break my shit down into quarters.
There we go.
So I got some health goals. Okay. Definitely want to create a senior income.
Okay.
That's been a thing. And not in the, because a lot of people say that, but don't really have like a plan or thoughts on how they're going to do this. You know, I just need different revenue streams. And I want, like, I really want to work on and create a plan of action that's going to create. It doesn't have to be anything major.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? A couple $100 a month.
Yeah.
Or whatever. You know what I mean?
There's more money than what you got.
Just, exactly. Just something that's constantly generating revenue that I recognize. And then I can use that to create a bigger stream and a bigger stream.
Yeah.
But starting at ground zero with another stream is the, you know what I mean? It's the main thing for me. Obviously professionally you always want to advance, you know what I mean? So working through that. Also strengthening relationship with God. Going to church more.
Yeah.
Has been a thing for me. And not just going to church, but actually being in there, being a part of it.
Yeah.
Reckon, a lot of times we just get up, we go say, hey, I went to church this Sunday.
I did this. All right,
and you go home and you know what I'm saying? And what church about? I don't know. I was just there.
Yeah, just
you know
there.
What I'm saying? So really
it was all right, it was good.
Yeah, really being in the moment, you know what I mean? Like and being active and being, you know, intentional about understanding the word for that day. Because I don't know about you, but it's very rare that I've gone to church and whatever the word was didn't like at some point touch something I had mm-hmm. going on, right?
Yeah.
That's why I'm really big and intentional on, like, when I feel that, hey, you need to go to church,
mm-hmm.
I get up and go. Yeah. That's anything. That's anything. Because oddly enough, and you know, and that one of my other goals was like just being a better friend, right? And I feel like I've been doing a good job really good of friend. Being a good friend, but I want to do more and be better, right? You know, one thing, shout out to AB. AB would have been 32 tomorrow.
Oh, damn.
And that's one thing I, when he passed, I looked at, and then, you know, we did what you could do, yeah, but I always going to feel like I could do more when I look at these situations, right?
Yeah.
Like maybe I could be more forceful in my opinions on certain things and what you should be doing, what you shouldn't be doing, and that kind of thing, especially in situations where I recognize that my opinion holds weight.
Yeah.
Me telling you this means a lot more
than somebody Joe else telling you that.
Telling you this, right? Like, that's big, bro. You know what other things can be like? Because it's people who, with me, if they say it to me, it's going to hold more weight than this nigga. Like, nigga, who's you?
Yeah.
This person said it because, you know what I mean? So those are some of the things I've really looked, and obviously it's more detailed into what I want to do. But definitely, man, you know, again, relationship-wise, professionally, you know, spiritually, like, just those are the things, physically for sure.
Yeah.
Like, and even then breaking it down, like, there's, you know, I had a goal I want to hit, you know, by my birthday in a couple months. You know, it's a goal I want to hit by the end of the summer, something I want to, you know, look back on.
Yeah.
And then in my note, because like I said, I went in and wrote all my shit down. And you know, the end of it says, like, hey, check off and date as goals are knocked out. Treat yourself on New Year's Eve 25 of all the accomplished.
Gotcha.
But it's an all or nothing thing.
Yeah.
Like, this ain't gonna be no shit where, oh, I did most of it. Nah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm do something nice for myself. Don't know what it's gonna be. But if I accomplish all those goals and do everything I wanna do, I'd be in a very, very good position to do something really, really nice for myself. So Gucci.
What you say?
Gucci.
You gonna get you some Gucci?
Gucci. Yo, I ain't gonna hold you. You know I'm a backpack fiend, bro.
Yeah.
I've been wanting a Gucci backpack for a minute. But yeah, but it's also like, do I really want a Gucci backpack?
I mean, but if you want one, you want one.
I do, but I'm practical with shit.
You are.
So it's like, I'm not somebody who wants to have it just to have it and then say, well, I got one. And I want something I want to use, but a Gucci backpack ain't something
you don't take
tote around. Yeah, one, I feel like a target.
Yeah.
I'm roaming with a, you know what I'm saying? So
But when you have I was like that with my Louis bag. Yeah. I talked about buying a Louis bag. What? My Louis duffel bag.
Okay.
No, because if you're listening, everybody knows me, knows I'm cheap. I like nice shit.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm gonna try to nickel and dime.
Find that sale.
I'm gonna find a
sale. Little sacks on Fifth.
Y'all got a coupon.
Yeah.
But nah, and Ebony was so tired of me talking about that damn bag. She said, I almost bought it. You hadn't been talking about that bag for goddamn 5 years, bro. I said, I'm gonna get me for my 28th birthday, give me a Louis duffel bag.
Mm-hmm.
28th birthday, I'm gonna get this bag.
Mm-hmm.
Nigga turned 30, no bag. And then I just finally was like, you know what? He doing good right now. Treat yourself.
Yeah.
Go get it, went and got it. I'm happy I got it when I got it, because it's like 1,200 more now
than when you cop.
And it's crazy just how inflation is. I remember when everyone was getting the Gucci slides, and this was when it was these Gucci shoes that had like the stripe on the side, and this was like everybody's birthday shoe, but they were like kind of like glittery or whatever. I call them the Wizard of Oz Gucci shoes.
Yeah.
Click your fucking heels and shit.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I remember when all of those shoes, and it was a pair of the Gucci slides are like Birkenstocks. When I was going to get them, no lie, they were like $250.
Mm-hmm.
Them shit's like $800 now. $700, $800. The Versace robe.
Yeah.
One Christmas, me and Jamal were going to buy that robe for Stefan.
Yeah.
And I want to say it was like $325.
Mm-hmm.
That shit's like $800 now.
One thing that will break your heart is go on, just Google the CPI inflation calculator.
Yeah.
And what this will do is you can go in and put a certain dollar amount with a year, and then put this month in the year, right?
Yeah.
So you can do, I don't know, January 2015.
Yeah.
And let's say, I don't know, $50,000.
Okay.
And then say, what is that worth in January 2025? shit'll break your fucking heart.
Bro, it's crazy.
Like, what that amount, what that number is, like, basically what it's saying is that if you're making this much money, if you were making $50,000 back then, and then you're making that now, that is the difference.
Or got you.
So when you start getting into certain things, like, God damn, so when niggas was just starting off, thought I ain't really had shit.
That's really when
you actually was doing all right compared to what that would look like now. Like that 50K then and that 50K now ain't shit as opposed to, you know what I mean? So like when you talking about inflation, like that shit'll break your heart. If you look at like, God damn, this shit really is.
Nah, someone.
It's
just,
only gonna get worse. We're gonna talk about why, but it's only gonna get worse.
Nah, my boy Ose, shout out to Ose, tribe leader in LA. Mm-hmm. That's my Nigerian twin. But he just sent me.
You Nigerian.
I am. I told me Nigerian twins.
Ah, that's why.
But nah, he sent me this reel earlier today, and you know I'm not a big fan, and you know this isn't a part for the men versus women and the rah 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 stuff. But
no, we'll do
it. But yeah, but it was interesting. It was just a reel. It is a guy saying, you know, when you always hear women say, "But granddaddy did X Y Z and granddad did this," and he broke down and he showed the statistics of like what money, like in 1990, how much they were making, what money is, and like compare it to now. Mm-hmm. It's like the price of living everything's increased like 4 or 5 times.
Mm-hmm.
But minimum wage hasn't.
Yeah.
So and I've seen a lot of reports about the same. So like technically, you know, if granddaddy was making XYZ and doing all of this, mm-hmm. compared to what we have, or we were making the same amount and the price of living, we couldn't be able to do the same. And you have to really make more money to even get there. I read a report that said in 1997,
mm-hmm.
if you made like $100,000, the equivalent of making that, you know, it could have been like 97 or 99, but it's like the equivalent of making that now, you would have to make $213,000 a year.
See?
To be the same as what it was back then. So that, and all of this just speaks to how some people try to use the past to leverage what expectations of others should be. And it's like, we in a different world.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if you could live comfortably in this time as a single person. Like, that's almost where it's been, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's I don't know if there's a lot of people who could hold it down on their own with the cost of living, with the cost of an apartment being $2,000 for a one bedroom. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of people can't do that shit. If we just, it's numbers wise, right?
Yeah.
Like, and this is also showing me, like, as far as the people we know in our friend group, like, how mm-hmm. blessed niggas are. But when you look at, like, what the average amount of income people make, it's insane. It's like, And typically it's like for a family, like a family of four, this is the median income. It's like, wait, what?
And that's why when I get online and you hear people like screaming at, I'm like, do you know what the majority of people make? Like, have you looked up? For one, I work at the bank.
Yeah.
Anybody know, I know.
Yeah.
But I'm like, outside of that, like, do you really know? That's why, like, a lot of the stuff that you see online is like, It shows that people are out of touch, but then also it does show, it's just crazy.
It shows what you said, people are out of touch.
Yeah.
Like, that's basically what it is. People are genuinely
like, out of touch. Oh, it ain't no way I'm making so-and-so. Do you know what the average, fuck Americans, the average black person,
mm-hmm.
pull up those numbers?
So if you're making that, you're very, very blessed.
Yeah. And my thing is, like, just, Don't take it and weaponize it and be like, oh, this ain't no money. Somebody's reading that wishing they had that.
Yep, because that DEI shit over with anyway with your black ass. Keep on. Say something stupid. See what's really been happening.
It's a lot. But I don't, and that's one of the things that, and I think all this transitions to what we will be talking about later, but we're not mm-hmm. rushing to get his ass to talk about his ass. But I think all that just translates to, I always say on here, I'm living comfortable. You know, I can get my kids a happy meal and get me a double filet if I want to. You know, life's going good, but I just don't like when you do see people that are doing well and it comes off as if they've forgotten. you know, A, you're not all, you weren't always doing well, and B, you're doing well, but majority of your family is still the people that you're talking about and the people that you're shunning.
In the way that I was always come up is, and I remember I put a post up years ago, and it was like me, it was you, it was Lambo, I, yeah. It's Jordan, and the caption was a Jay-Z line, and it was basically like, over here we measure success by how many people are successful next to you.
Yeah.
Right? So when I look at a person and you got it, but your family out here hurting, right? Not saying you got to save
your family. Yeah, or you got to take care of them,
but when I'm just seeing everybody else down and out, and you're the only one winning, to me, that says more about you than you think. It's not positive. It's not me. You know what I mean? Because to me, it's, if you're not putting anybody in position, I'm not a rich man by any stretch, but I can say the majority of my friends can say at some point in time, I've either put them in a position to get some money, make some money, like at some point in time, like I can run off a list of, like, no, I remember, like, don't forget, remember when you did it? And I said, no, I got you. Like, cool, just pull up. I got you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, and it mean, it ain't came out of my pocket.
Yeah.
But I put you in a position to get some money, whether $100,000 or $1,000, right? I got close personal friends who worked for me.
Yeah.
Right? I hired them niggas on some part time. Now, I got you, bro. Pull up.
Yeah.
Got you. When can you work? Got you.
Yeah.
So, right, whatever. Got you. You getting, I'm not getting none of that. I ain't saying, no, I got you. Just give me, you know, a little percentage.
Yeah.
Nah. Nigga, that's you.
Cool, that's yours.
You good? Doing me. Yeah. Hey, I got more for you. Yeah. Hey, you trying to make some money? Cool. Hey, do me a favor. Pull up the, all, you know what I mean? And that's where, because I also recognize that, A, that makes you a good person, a good friend. But B, that shit comes back to you. That karma comes back to you. Them blessings come back to you, right? You got to pour into. You know what I mean? Shout out to Pastor Rick. You know what I mean? You know, Pastor Rick always said, good seed, sowed and sowing in good soil, man. Like, I'm going to put this in here and watch that shit grow, man. And we ain't never had no ATM at all coming by faith. Shout out to the Pope.
They, but, you know, rumor was that at your church, you had to show them your tax stub.
Check stubs. Mm-hmm. Yeah, check stubs. Yeah, that was the thing, too.
Yeah, I had to.
Shit, if we did, then we wouldn't have been there. Shit, we started going over my faith. Wasn't it? Shit, I don't know what they was with some broke niggas. In that, we wasn't getting shit, so I don't know what it came.
We see your tithe is extremely low.
Yeah, you haven't met the median threshold.
Can we get a stub and let you sit with our financial advisor?
Yeah, let's get you right or get you left.
Because we want to make sure he gets his.
Yeah, because we're not going to be allowed to let you in.
And he hasn't been
getting it. The Lord is not happy. The Lord is not happy.
He hasn't been getting it.
Yo, this super off topic, man, but shout out to y'all boys, hell, man, as a closing.
Oh, line. Yeah, shout out to them. God, they are doing. God.
Yo, that shit there.
They doing good.
Yo, I'm gonna be real, man. Transparent moment. So the first jersey they dropped was like the Falcon jersey. It was the big jerseys, right? I wasn't a real big fan.
Yeah.
Right. I didn't say anything. Like, I didn't bash them. I didn't really feel that shit. I didn't like the 9-1-2 or anything. I got it, but just. And then the boys dropped the, I think
the baseball thing,
No. Before the baseball, I think right after that was the tracksuit. I think it was the tracksuit.
Okay.
Pretty sure the tracksuit. And I thought it was tough. I didn't cop. Thought it was tough. Thought the price point was great. $100 full tracksuit. Ain't bad, right? Didn't cop. Then they dropped the Bull Street, like the basketball jersey.
Okay.
Hard.
Yeah.
No. Then the baseball jersey dropped.
Okay.
I said, oh, yeah, gotta have one.
Yeah.
Then the back, but I have been copping ever since.
Yeah.
Baseball jersey, cop. Basketball jersey, cop.
Yeah.
Fucking jackets in the mail. Like, hey, hey, need that.
How much was jacket?
Need that. $135.
But that's it?
And the tough part about it is the jacket, so like the red joint with the Coke shit, the blue joint with the Pepsi shit.
Yeah.
And shit, the beanie that they had on in the pictures, like, comes with it. So $135 beanie and jacket, $135.
They don't sell them.
I don't know. They selling them today.
Okay. Shout out everybody back home, because I got the is it Love Stones? I got the sweatsuit.
The
Mari had on.
Yeah.
Quality. A1.
And I seen you had the Coke jacket too, and that shit was hard.
Yeah. Shout out my boy Fred. Yeah. And he actually sent me. First of all, fuck y'all broke ass niggas and back home. I had to get ratchet right quick.
Yeah,
dude. Nah, because Fred, he shipped me a package, a LaCare package, or like some free shit, and they stole it at the UPS. And we know people that steal it from UPS, so they probably
couple of them and resell it.
But no, nah, but not. But he did send me some more shorts.
Yeah.
Love the shorts. All but all of his stuff quality is A1. Mm-hmm. Especially that jacket. My favorite thing about that is, and this is not a paid infomercial. Fucked my boy. You can zip the lining out, so you can make it thick, mm-hmm. or you can make it thin.
Turn it into a little windbreaker. Boy, you all fucking ass.
This is why we need video.
We do need video. That should
you
the pull.
You can make it thick or we can make it thin.
Should I just talk about a little picture with them? Yeah. Fucking idiot, man. But yeah, man. Yo, shout out to them for sure, man. Cause like I said, that red coat motherfucker is in the mail. Need that. Send that over. Hey.
And shout out to just everybody doing good. Like, one of my things is, especially with us being, you know, from Savannah and we're not there, but if I can ever support, you know, from afar,
absolutely.
Like, let's do it.
Always.
Like, let's, if it's good quality, if I could outsource some people from the city, like, and use their shit, because I feel like that's what it's all about.
For sure.
That's how it's supposed to be.
Always, yeah.
That's how it's supposed to be.
And stop asking for fucking discounts, man. Cut that shit
off. Yeah, just buy it.
Yeah, buy it. If you ain't got it, you ain't got it. It's cool.
You don't make you it, pay for your Gucci.
See what I'm saying? And I'll be transparent. I had to come out of that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I ain't trying to pay full price for you, yeah. my friend. You
I feel like when we were younger, I'd be the same way too.
Yeah, we was that way. Like, you know, you remember the whole thing about, man, I ain't trying to pay all that for that.
Yeah.
I can go to fucking Macy's and blah, blah, blah. I mean, we had a
home. Go to Macy's.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, we had a friend that was selling shit, and the only thing I tell niggas, I'm tired of shit smelling like cigarettes. And I tell a nigga, when I go to Macy's, my clothes smell like fucking cigarettes. So I would give him a little less just because I had to wash my shit. Wash the smell out. And that's hell to smell out my pocket. You smoke cigarettes. I know, nigga. That shit stinks.
Nah.
But for real, man. Shout out. Because I ain't gonna hold you. Like, everything they've released, I can say, has been dope. Them race car jackets.
It's been when I saw the race car jackets, I said, "Hold on, them boys on it."
That shit is next level. I can't wait to put that bitch on up here.
Yeah,
I can't wait. And what I like about it is that, especially with a race car jacket, is that it doesn't come off as like cheesy.
Yeah,
corny. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like sometimes you get some like hometown inspired shit, and it just looks. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It looks cheap. It looks lame. It looks, you know what I mean? Like, nah, like, this shit looks hard. This shit looks like some limited edition, like, fly shit. You know what I'm saying? So, and I also like the fact that they don't give in to the pressure, too.
You know. Of doing, man, more.
Yeah, like, y'all boys can't run it back. They probably could, but they not. Yo, sold out. You ain't get it. See y'all next time. This is not dropping again. I think that's super dope, man. Super hard.
I learned that from, my boy Mac, I'm always talking about on the pod, tech guru, but he was saying he took like some kind of workshop because he nigga do everything.
Yeah.
But with his clothing line stuff that he has, they told him like, nah, like come up with like 3-4 items.
Yep.
And once it's done, that's it.
Never see it.
Because
again,
when you try to go back, oh, y'all like this, we're gonna go back and get that. It was like it builds anticipation.
Exactly.
And it makes people, you know, want to do that.
Scarcity. So. I mean, that's what blew Jordan's up.
Yeah.
When J's were first dropping, people went crazy to cop them because they were dropping and we did not know when you were going to see that shoe again. Like nowadays, you may see the same shoe twice in 5 years, but back, I know for sure, when I was heavy in the J's, like you had to cop because you may not see these for 10 years.
Yeah.
Like I remember when the Space Jams dropped, like I think it was 98 last time the motherfucker dropped. This shit dropped, I think like 2015, 16, whatever. Like, you just didn't know. Same with Yeezys. Yeezys was like, like they would drop and when they sold out, they was gone.
That was it.
And wasn't no restock.
No restock.
Wasn't no nothing. You may catch like a little lightning, a little lightning shit where they just drop like a, you know, maybe a slight run on shit, but that's gonna sell out like that, right? So there's a lot of J's that would drop and Yeezys and all these different shoes that would drop, and they're limited. You couldn't walk into the store and buy a pair of Jordans.
Yeah.
You had to either get your ass up in the morning
or get them online.
Get lucky, get them online. Then they started, when they went to the raffle, that's when I tapped out.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Once it started hit making niggas pull up on raffles, I was cool. Like, I think I got the Columbia 11s on online, got lucky. Got the Space Jams online, got lucky. I think it was one more pair that I got online, and I just got lucky on it. Cool Grays, I got lucky, got them online.
I remember that.
Other than that, over with. You know what I'm saying? So look at that. That was an hour long intro.
Hey, a very long intro. But hey, what we had next on the docket was, it's been Marv versus everybody.
Talk about
this. Marv versus everybody for a little bit.
Yeah.
All right. So for everyone that follows us, you know how I was fucking with Celsius hard.
Yep.
I was fucking with Celsius hard. That's when I was, you know, kicking off my fitness journey last year.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh, okay, cool. The cool thing to do with Celsius is you get your Celsius, you post a little picture in the gym, you do all that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So I start doing this in the gym.
Yep.
And I give disclaimers to people that don't know me when talking. Like, I ain't trying to come off as no rah, rah, rah. I got a little motion. I ain't even going to hold you. Start doing Celsius thing. Of course, you got assholes like Booby that will want to just mock me and mimic me and post their picture with their Celsius ball in the gym.
Mm-hmm.
I had a total.
My Celsius upside down.
I had a total of like 37. It was between 37 like 40 something posts that I was tagged in with shit from shit with other people doing it from there. So some people reached out to me like, oh yeah, like shit, I know you applied for the ambassador things, like they like DM me like after I posted. I will post that shit. It was like a month and a half, no love. They were like double tap my shit in there. So then shout out to BB, our PR guru. So BB's like, no, you need to sign up for the ambassador program because you're following and how many people done did XYZ. Cool. Sign up for it. Had some difficulty with application. I even DM'd them like, hey, got the link. But XYZ, literally the email they sent me to email. I emailed them telling them like, hey, like this is the issue I'm seeing with applying for the ambassador program. And then y'all respond to my email, sending me the same link to go back to it.
Yeah.
At this point, fuck y'all.
You talking to a bot.
You feel me? And like, at this point, it's like, fuck y'all. I see what this is. I'm a little too black. Little too black for y'all.
Nigga for you.
still nigga. little too black. Mm-hmm. And I just say fuck it. So it came up on my memories thing about my Celsius post. So I reshared it a couple of weeks ago, and then I put a caption explaining like everything that happened. And basically, the lesson that I learned from this was more people are paying attention to you than you think.
Yep.
And do not push anybody else shit harder than you push your own stuff. Thanks. Cool. Who DMs me?
Who that?
Celsius.
Who at the door?
Oh my God! You know we are. So, thank you so much for. Explaining, we are so sorry for your experience.
Mm-hmm.
We would love for you to apply for our so and so and so and so. I left y'all ass on red like y'all did me. Don't fucking play with me, Celsius. Mm-hmm.
When did they send that?
When did they send it?
Yeah.
I was like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, it was like 2 weeks ago.
Well, you know, that DI shit over and I said, that nigga didn't respond. Then.
Oh, guess what? We ain't got to fuck
too
with him
late
now.
For you.
Too late for you.
But nah, that, I saw that shit and was crying. But yeah, I do remember the whole Celsius run. And like, it was funny, man, because I know you.
Yeah.
And like, it always be like, you know what I mean? There's always a purpose behind a lot of things. So the Celsius post, I knew there was a purpose. And then I would see other content creators do it.
Yeah.
And seeing Celsius getting behind them. And I was like, oh, damn, like my boy, you know.
Right. A little too black.
So then seeing you turn around and post what you posted a couple of weeks ago, and I saw that, oh, I bust out laughing. I said, yeah, fuck all y'all. But you know, you love you a good beef. You've been you big on.
You know, you told me I'm the Kanye online.
You are. You I do about to say you got a lot of Kanye.
Because bro, so I've been on Threads. Honestly, I'm not even gonna fuck with Twitter like that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Threads is just so much peaceful.
It seems like it's
fun.
And you came in to kick the dough in.
I'll say it again.
And you came to kick the dough in. See what you did? It was peaceful. Threads was peaceful. Look what you did. Take your ass back to Twitter.
It's
fun.
It's community. People engaging. Like, I really enjoy Threads. But yeah. I didn't even think it would get this much motion.
Yeah.
But all I posted on Threads was, y'all owe Kevin Samuels an apology. No, I said some of y'all owe Kevin Samuels an apology. The reason I posted that is because I feel that all of these like relationship gurus, or you know, like the Tonight's Conversations, which apparently has went up in flames now, and like all of this stuff, all of the rhetoric and the conversations that these people are having, Kevin Samuels was saying the same stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The stuff about Kevin Samuels was always, you know, oh, he's so hard on women. He's so hard on women. I'm not bashing women, but women do have like selective hearing when it comes to things, because he would get down on niggas as well.
The first Kevin Samuels clip I saw was him talking to the young nigga who was saying that he was like, how much you make a year? I think Bruh said like 30K. And then he was like, how tall are you? And he told him. And he said, how much you weigh? He said, oh, you a fat nigga. Like, so he didn't discriminate. Like,
the man did not discriminate.
Like, so, oh, you a fat nigga.
But Ada, the response from that, but then everything with Kevin Samuels in general, for me, it just shows how society responds to things, because he was kicking niggas' backs in. We wasn't hissy about it. No. Like, you know what? Well, for one, it was none of us on there, but when people saw the contact, it makes sense. All right, shit, bro, you need to be focusing on this. You need to be focusing on that. Now, I think society expected him to be, you know, just soft with the women because they're women. Nah, men have been wired like this. Ebony was fussing at me last night saying I talk too hard to the kids on certain things.
Yeah.
Like, that's all it was. So all of these other podcasts and stuff that they're reposting and talking about, of course they're just reposting what these people are saying about men, about, oh, men should do this and they shouldn't. That man was saying the same exact shit. The fact that only women were offended by that thread proved my point.
Yeah.
Furthermore, you proved my point.
Man, there's a clip, and you brought up tonight's conversation, man. There's a clip of a Trip from tonight's conversation.
So yeah.
I really enjoyed like watching his content, because he says some real shit. He actually says a lot of things Kevin Samuels says.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he delivers it the way they would like.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And they said, oh, yeah, you know what, you right. You know what I mean? Like, put little glasses on, got a beard. Like, if you real love Jonesy when bro started talking,
right? Beanie.
Yeah, the beanie and all this shit. Yeah. And he made this comment, and the conversation was about women who are successful and making money and being intimidating to men.
Yeah.
And he was basically saying, we got to get out of that narrative.
Yeah.
Like, men aren't intimidated by you. They may not like you. And the reason why they may not like you is because what has happened is a lot of these women have reached these statuses, and to become this wealth, not wealthy, but this highly successful person, you got to be a certain type of way.
Yeah.
Right. There's some negative traits you're going to have to carry as a man, especially as a black man.
Yeah.
There's certain negative traits that we have to carry to get where we want to be.
Mm-hmm.
Right. We're not always proud of it. We got to do some shit. We may, do some things that we may not agree with morally, but we had to do it to get ahead. Get, you know, ask for forgiveness on the back end, right?
Yeah,
it's for ask for permission, not forgiveness type of shit, right? Basically, what he was saying was that a lot of women have done the same thing, but in doing so, they've adopted all of the negative traits that men have adopted without the positive.
Yeah.
So you're emotionally unavailable. You're not dealing with your traumas. He led with, he said, you know, it just astounds me how many women hate men that lead with money. But then when you ask them and they're successful and they have money about themselves, the first thing they do is say, I do this, this, and this, and I can do all this on my own.
Yeah.
What do I need you for? I came across some attorney on Instagram, and Shorty had this post, and it was like, I make six figures. And then she had Kendrick playing in the background. And Kendrick's like, it's not enough. And she basically saying, like, if it ain't seven or better, I ain't dealing with you. And apparently she's an attorney, does very well, and she's making good money. And she says one thing like, yo, my content offends you, I ain't the one for you. Right, so I respect.
I respect that.
Yeah, I respect her stand. Like, even with Lisa Ray, I respected what she said.
Yeah.
It was just like, it was for me, the Lisa Ray thing was more so about, you know, you being upset about people feeling a way about what you're saying, and you don't want to get them back in. So don't tell me that, you know, don't tell me it's wrong for me to get mad that Lisa Ray said niggas got to have money, but then get mad if I say I don't want no fat hoes. Like, same concept, right? like that's her standard. That's my standard, right?
Yeah.
And that was my
You
see what I'm saying?
Like, I'm with you, right?
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, you know me, I see shit about short niggas all the time online. Okay, cool.
Yeah, cool.
Nigga, cool.
Cool. Ain't no problem.
Is that ain't no problem?
Fold your ass up. Yeah. Fool Nelson.
I climbed that tree.
Come on. Pritzel. Auntie Ann.
Yes, sir. Tarzan is motherfucker. But the fact of the matter was, he was talking about like them carrying these negative traits. And he was saying that that's the real issue. He's like, so when you ask them about themselves, they're leading with the money, blah, blah, blah. But they're not saying, yeah, but also I worked through all my childhood traumas. And, you know, I've been going to therapy and I'm doing all these positive things on top of that. All the things that you were saying you hate about men, you now carry and expect men to respond to it favorably.
Come on.
It's not going to happen. So that was more so, you know what I mean, like a very like strong point to me. But when you talk about Kevin Samuels, he was pretty much saying the same shit.
He wasn't sugarcoating it.
Yeah. He wasn't sugarcoating it. But again, like you said, he was attacking men just as well.
Just as hard.
It's just people got to understand about the internet and algorithms and all these things is they know what's going to get traction. Mm-hmm. So we going to
pump
him.
And they going to pump that.
He know we going to keep pumping. You know if I tell you that
pump it up.
If you get him on there talking about this woman being overweight and she ain't going to never get no man that's X, so I'm like, what man wants you? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
One, he ain't lying. And that's okay. Mm-hmm. Like, but also, and it goes back to early conversation, the part we talking about, like us learning as a young age, even though people say we got coddled as black men, like nobody coming to save us.
Don't get me started on that. I'd be like, where them mamas at?
See what I'm saying?
My mama would carry the cross.
I tell you one
to
thing.
To nail me on.
Nigga, please. She will herself. Nah, you come because your ass is lazy.
Yeah.
Because your ass is lazy anyway. I'm a carrier.
Stop wasting this girl damn time.
Yeah, exactly. You see what I'm saying?
Like, that, them the mamas we had. Yeah, so the mamas that they talk about online, I don't really
know where they at. Show me, please. But the thing about it is that for us, we're used to it.
Yeah.
We understand the concept of, hey, dog, I ain't gonna hold you. Shorty might be a little out of my league.
Yeah.
I may not be ready for that.
Yeah.
I can see it and say, that's not for me.
Yeah.
Like, I ain't there yet. Like, Shorty that had the whole thing about, so I would have never.
Who?
And like when I talked about, talking about seven figure shit.
Oh, yeah.
Let that be somebody else's.
Yeah.
That's not for me.
Yeah.
It's not what I'm after, right? You know what I'm saying? So, but again, we were wired and engineered that way to say, okay, cool, that just ain't for me.
Yeah.
A not yet. Some niggas view it as, okay, cool, I'm gonna get that later.
Yeah.
Right? Like, let me keep working, let me keep grinding and put my head down and get it. Right? Like, on the back end of it, Kevin Samuels will say these things instead of taking that and saying, okay, well, but I really want this man that's 6'6", making 200 bands a year and still has time to spend time with me. Cool. Then do the work to put yourself in a position to get it.
Yeah.
That's all he will really be saying.
That's all he was saying.
That's all he was saying. If you're saying you got to lose weight to get there,
you probably got to lose a little weight. Now, you know, some guys, you know, they like them look thick. Cool.
They suck all that shit about, I forgot her character on Why Did I Get Married, Man.
Sheila.
They suck all that shit about what Burger did to Sheila. And then what did Sheila go do? Lose some weight. And what she ended up with?
A man.
So don't act like he was wrong. He wasn't wrong.
Ask me again.
What did Sheila do?
No, I'm supposed to ask you. What did Sheila do?
Lost some damn weight.
And what did she get?
A man. Imagine. Imagine that. Huh?
Yeah, boo. Talk your shit.
Like, Sheila also went up that hill.
This take ass up the hill. She did that a few more times. She might have kept him. That's all Mike was asking. Mike just wanted her to be a little more healthy. That's all Mike wanted was a good, healthy woman. Not a healthy woman, but a healthy woman. You know what I'm saying? Not healthy, but healthy. That's all he wanted. And then they shame Sheila only for Sheila to go do. You know how crazy that is? That people got mad at Sheila for doing the exact thing that Mike asked her to do. Sheila had that goddamn lingerie on. Mike said, why should I see that shit? Girl, put some goddamn clothes on. You foolish, girl. You know what I'm saying? It don't fit the same. It don't fit the same.
Oh God.
It just don't fit the same. Mike didn't want to see that. And that's okay. It's cool. Like, how y'all just attack? I ain't like that. I'ma tell you now. I ain't like that. They just attack Mike for digging off on for telling Sheila the truth.
And the other one was kind of fine too.
Which one?
It was trifling because it was her friend. She was kind of fine though.
Who?
The friend.
Which one?
You know, he was.
Oh, that was, yeah, she was fine. She was a little fine.
She was a little fine.
A little threesome. You know what I mean? But yeah, like, you know, but now, and honestly, speaking of, if her other friends was worth anything, then they asses would have been told Sheila. They want to come hug her. See what I'm saying? That's why Janet went and got her husband killed. After she killed the baby. She ain't shit either. Don't get me started.
The husband killed? She killed the husband?
She got him. Well, remember he pulled up to the job because he found out, I think she was cheating or some shit. And he pulled up to the job. No, she pulled up on him.
This must be on the other one.
It was on the second one. She went to,
I don't think,
job.
I ever watched the second one.
So, yeah. So they got in some kind of argument. I don't remember what happened. She went up to his job.
Yeah.
And they was arguing at the job.
Yeah.
And like, he goes walking off. She's still yelling, screaming at him. He gets into his car. Backs out. As he's backing out, this backing out or driving off one or two, this big ass truck hits him and kills him.
I've never watched that one.
Yeah, Why I Get Married.
I gotta watch that tonight.
You do Why I Get Married too. Yeah. Janet calls some shit, boy.
Yeah, no, I'm about to watch that tonight.
Which was funny because if you remember in the original movie, Janet was the author that wrote this book about relationships and how.
Damn.
And then they tapped into all her shit and it was like, damn. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think she was still with old boy though. Took a big ass up that hill.
No, I remember. Was Sheila helping? Did the man need help with the job or something?
Yeah.
That was okay.
He fell off a little bit.
I remember bits and pieces of it, and she ended up calling him for help with the job or something, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
The girl felt the way because she didn't call Mike.
Yeah.
With, and she said, "I'm just trying to help."
And now she didn't call Mike.
Yeah, she didn't call Mike.
Nasty Mike.
Look at that. Then went running back to Mike. When all you had to do was run your ass on a treadmill, you'd never have to leave Mike in the first place. I'm serious, bro. Like, bro, these movies and who gets praise in these movies, I ain't never like. The real villains got to start getting pointed out. I stand on the fact that Taraji was a real villain in Baby Boy because if you look at the whole shit, damn, Jody really went up at 19. Taraji like 26, 27 with this young ass boy.
Yeah.
He done got you pregnant. He had JoJo. Then you went.
He just a baby boy. No shit.
Just a baby boy.
Literally.
Tell him he gotta grow up.
His mama's 19-year-old, and she working at a call center somewhere.
She working at a call center.
He supposed to be in college.
Yeah.
That's why he was driving a car.
Damn. That's why he riding that bike.
Yeah.
Come on, now. See what I'm saying? Then your mama fucking with this big old hood ass nigga that they used to beat on.
That's folding her ass up.
Yeah, folded. He done folded you up too.
Everybody getting folded.
Origami in this motherfucker. Everybody a napkin in this bitch. Everybody a goddamn napkin in this motherfucker. I'm telling you, bro. Like, listen, dog. Like, don't get these movies and who's the true villain in these movies. Gotta get pointed out, man. We gonna do a segment one day on true villains in these
true
movies
villains.
And these TV shows, bro. Because it don't be who y'all think. They was gonna tell you it was Mike, but again, Mike cannot be the villain. On How Did I Get Married, if Sheila went and did exactly what he said and she ended up with a nigga she loved.
Yeah.
What did Mike do wrong? She didn't even thank Mike. She owed Mike some ass. She owed Mike some of the new little ass that she got.
Yeah.
Mike been bunking her big ass over for years. He deserved a little piece of what he inspired.
You know, I feel like we're whining now, but since the end of the pod has been, you know, topics we don't usually touch on, I feel like I want to touch on this and we can close it.
Mm-hmm.
But really, really good episode if you get a chance. Cheryl Underwood, okay. Club Shay Shay. To me, that is one of the best episodes ever.
I seen clips.
Because I've never been a big Cheryl Underwood fan. I've always known of her as being like cussing. My mom used to always say she nasty cuss.
Mm.
But nasty loud and she nasty cuss. But bruh, it's like it's 2 hours. You know, I don't watch stuff. If it's over an hour and a half, I break it down.
Yep.
But I kid you not, bro. Like, I have so much respect for her. Her and Shannon Sharpe actually went on a date together. And she explains that, but like just her storytelling abilities and just speaking on just so much. Very, very, I recommend everybody that's listening to go out and check out that episode. But something that she said and Shannon Sharpe said, they gonna get you. Saying this was that she was saying that in relationships, you know, she's still old school.
Mm-hmm.
And she was taught, you know, no matter how much money a man makes, a man that you're with is the man of the house. And I can recall shout out to my cousin Neek. I'll put Neek out there, but I remember me and Neek having conversations like that before, and she said the same thing because she's married now.
Yeah.
And she was like, I don't care if I make more money than make more money than my husband, he makes more money than me. If I'm with you, you're the man of the house.
Mm-hmm.
And from that, you know, I'm not saying you gotta fall under, but you know, it's just how the situation was. And something else that she said was, you know, she was raised and how her dad raised her was that as a wife,
wife, girlfriend, partner, that it's important for her to make sure the man come home to peace. Mm-hmm. Because if he comes home and home is peaceful, mm-hmm. and he cannot worry about his day, that man is going to thrive. Mm-hmm. Because then when he gets home, because she even said, she said, and Shannon Sharp asked her, was she serious? She said she would date a guy that makes younger, that makes less money than her, because mm-hmm. their whole thing is when it comes to partnership, mm-hmm. we still just going to come together.
That's it.
And even if he is the man in the situation, we're going to have conversation. Mm-hmm. We're going to work through things. And she was saying, like, even how her parents, she didn't speak on their financial situation, but it was like, if daddy didn't like this, you know, mom and daddy went together. It wasn't like a disrespectful thing. Mama ate it, did whatever they had to do. Parents had a beautiful marriage. You know, everybody in her family was successful with that. But I just, I think it was like refreshing hearing that, because on get my words together, but so much of our generation is like, I got the money, I ain't doing that. I got the money, I ain't doing that. And to hear her, she was just like, nah, if you set up a man to come home and home is peaceful for him,
yeah.
that's how you're going to set him up to thrive.
Absolutely.
And everything that the family wants, everything that we need, like that's the teamwork to get things to work together. And I'm like, that clip is not getting reshared.
No, absolutely.
It's not getting reshared. And even Shannon Sharp was like, they're going to get you. You know they're going to get you for saying some shit like this. But I'm like, yeah, how do you feel about that?
I think that it's, and I talk about it a lot, about culture and what has been preached and put upon us, right? And also I've talked about the product of certain things, right?
Yeah.
So when you have these single family households where you just grew up with your mama, mm-hmm. your mama, let's say your mama was bitter toward men because of the situation with your daddy, right?
Yeah.
And she's raising you as a young woman to be this independent woman and you don't need no man and blah, blah, blah. And then let's say she raises you to be an independent woman who then gets this job that's making all this money, but she's always told you, you don't need no man for X, mm-hmm. or Z. You handle your own business, right? It's nothing wrong with being independent.
Yeah.
Right? It's nothing wrong with even saying you don't need someone. You don't need somebody. I don't want to be a nurse to somebody who needs me.
Yeah.
Don't need me. I want you to want me, desire mm-hmm. me, want to be with me, but don't need me, because that's a different type of thing, right? So for me, with her, again, it should be a situation where this is a partnership, and the money's the money.
Yeah.
Right? Cool. But I've always spoken, when it comes to money is fluid, right? Yeah. And I will never base my morals and principles off of something that can easily be taken away from me.
Yeah.
Something that can be devalued, and I can't do anything about it. We spoke about inflation, right? Like, we spoke about what 100,000 looked like back then and now. We can't do shit about that.
Can't do shit about
it. So how can you base your life and your morals on that? Now, granted, money is extremely important. Probably one of the most important things and resources that we have. But it's just that. It's a resource. And that's all. We can, and I remember, I talked to you about an episode I did with Ian when I spoke about money.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, and I had made a comment of like, you can always go get money. And mm-hmm. some people took it the wrong way of, well, some people can. No. I'm not saying you can always go get rich.
Yeah.
But you can always. Today, if I said I want to go make some money, and I could go up the street and work at McDonald's, I ain't saying I'm going to be rich.
Yeah.
But I can go apply. I'm going to get a job. I'm going to make some money.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd be great money, but I can make more money. I can go knock on doors and cut grass. I can mm-hmm. wash car. I can go make money. So, but because of that, because it's something that if you want more of it, you can always go find a way.
Yeah.
I can't, base who I am off of just that alone. You know what I'm saying? So to her point, I think that it is important and it is something that's lost. And you say you want a man to be X, Y, and Z. And you want a man that's a leader, a man that's smart, a man that's a protector, a man that's providing. And Tripp had another quote when he said, he said, bro, if the only thing that you only know a man, if you only know providing to be financial, you don't know providing, like you don't know provision. If the only way you know is if I give you money.
Yeah.
Because there's so many other things that the man you with should provide, which is what she was alluding to.
Yeah. Right?
Like being a leader, being someone who can lead a household, who can say, no, that's not a good idea. Let me tell you why. Can protect the household, can put you in positions to, hell, make more money.
Yeah.
Right? Like, that's what you would expect and want. Because, again, if I have a daughter and she's dating a guy, I don't care about how much money he has.
Yeah.
I want to know who you are. Because, again, in them situations, like, money is so fluid that if you have the right guy, like she said, he's coming home to peace. eventually he gonna catch up too.
Everything, yeah.
But if you he's coming home to consistent chaos, consistent questions, demeaning, and all them things, he gonna walk away.
He gonna check out. He gonna be like, you know what? I ain't trying to run shit.
And then that's where it comes to that point where I've seen like posts about, you know, when men are broke, men are mean, and blah blah blah. What got them there? Some niggas is like that. Some niggas can't function if they ain't got a bag, right? But also, some niggas just tired. Some niggas are going to a job that ain't shit. Then they come home to you and you on their ass too. And it's like,
come on, bro.
Yeah, like, can I win somewhere? Damn. And that goes into, I can do bad by myself.
Now you out with his friends.
See what I'm saying?
Why you with them niggas? Because we having fun.
Yo, listen, I stress. When I see that post about these niggas want to spend more time with their homeboys than they do their girl, they must be gay. No, bitch. You just stress that nigga out. And when he's home with his homeboys, he has fucking fun. And because you don't have no friends, and you don't have no fun, you forgot what the fuck it feel like. You ain't had fun since your mom took ass Chuck E. Cheese when you was 8 for your 8th birthday, and y'all blew it candles and rolled around.
And you can't keep a friend.
Yeah, you can't keep a goddamn friend. Like, look at yourself. I think I tweeted, I said this shit. I said, yo, the word for this year, like the phrase for this year is common denominator.
Yeah.
Like, how often are you the common denominator in whatever the situation?
Yeah.
You can't keep a friend. You done went through 3 or 4, 5, 6 million different friends, and you can't keep nobody can't keep around you. Nobody want to hang out with you. Nobody want to spend time with you. None of that shit. But it's you. They have friends.
Don't see that. Everybody
I've seen situations where, and heard situations where, there are group chats of friends, and they just not talking to you in a group chat. They gonna create a whole nother group chat.
A whole nother group chat. They tired of you.
So they all cool, but your ass is the problem.
Time you post, they be like,
here's bitch go again. Here she go with that bullshit. Y'all done text the wrong group chat. Damn.
That's it, right?
Yeah. Put that shit. It. You done text the old, you done text the old chat. Now we gotta play this shit off, goddamn.
Oh, man.
But that, you know what I'm saying? Like, that'd be the real part of it, bro. It's like, yo, like, look at yourself for who it is. Not a woman bashing thing, because it goes both ways. But in the Sharon under, like, what she was saying, like, she has a very valid point. But again, they're not going to want to hear that. And I think it is just a summation of it's the what product the of what the world has turned into. And you have to either A, be strong enough to create your own morals or principles, or B, hope that you come across a woman who was raised by a woman who taught her, no, this is how these things work.
Yeah.
Even if things didn't work out with your daddy or whatever, right? Because, I mean, hell, you say niggas ain't shit because your daddy ain't shit.
And you love your daddy.
You love your daddy, right? You with your, you live, you grew with your mom who told you don't fuck with niggas. Niggas ain't shit. You can't trust them.
You and you brag nigga, about how your daddy ain't shit.
And you brag about how your dad, yo, dad shit.
And then you get dog, then you like,
my play ass daddy raised a play ass bitch. He played your mama. Who was the first one to get played? Goofy. Like, but that be the thing. It be like the extra little piece that they tend to. But I've always said, like, a lot of it, like, this whole new dynamic of women adopting these masculine tendencies has been, as I said before, they are only adopting the negative masculine tendencies, number one. And B, they're not equipped to sustain that shit.
Yeah.
Like, we're equipped to say, yo, if I'm doing, if I carry, if I'm emotionally unavailable, if I'm not the most, what's the word I'm looking for? If I'm not someone who can necessarily understand or really even cares about people, I can recognize that.
Yeah.
And if people don't fuck with me because of that, I'm a, yo, nah.
All right, that's a bet.
How often do we say, nah, I'm an asshole? Like, I get it.
Yeah, bro. We get
it. Nah, that was fucked up. I probably shouldn't have did that. Damn. And we move on. We wear it and keep it pushing. Like, we don't blame everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's just who I am. Nah, nigga. It is who
I am. Yeah, it is, but.
Yeah, it is
who I am. Let's do some self-reflection.
Yeah, that flaws and all shit don't work. Like, nah, no, you're a piece of shit. And that's why people don't want to be around you.
This is why we're going to be talking about this stuff.
I'm just
like this. We getting it all off today. Hey, one more thing I'm going to throw in there.
Talk about
and we can close out.
Yes, sir.
This is something else that I don't like. I'm a product of the single parent household and joint parent household.
Mm-hmm.
Single parent mom got married, boom, then got divorced, then got married again. Another thing that we see online that I don't say, the guys that come from single parent household, and honestly, if I could keep it a book, I just want to know, where do y'all be finding these niggas that y'all deal with? There's this thing, let's say, you know, they want you to be just like their mama and, you know, and doing all that and cleaning up and doing all this because that's what their mama did. You know, like we talked about before because mama was a slave. Mm-hmm. Every guy that I know that grew up in a single parent household saw his mom have to, you know, just multitask, you know, and wear those, juggle everything and, you know, have to clean, have to do this, have to cook, and have to take this. Every dude that I know that grew up in a single parent household, they're like, yeah, because when I, the ones that are in relationships are the ones that are anticipating. That's what we're going to say. People are anticipating relationships. Mm. They're like, when I get with someone, she's not even going to have to do all that like that. It's going to be like 50-50 with so, more, so for some of it's more than 50-50. Mm-hmm. Like they'll, I know dudes that are, that out clean the house than some women. Mm-hmm. But I know a lot of guys are like, nah, bro, because I saw moms and that's how I was. Like I saw mom have to, you know, dishes, laundry, like all this stuff. So I'm like, I'm gonna make sure I show up in that aspect because I know that can be a lot so that you don't have to worry about that. But I get so tired of seeing like women talking about the dudes that are in the single parent household, like, nah, they just want you to do all that because that's what they might. Nah, like that's not the case. I'm sorry this is who you end up with.
Yeah.
I'm really sorry this is who you end up with. But
I'm sorry you can't stand up for yourself. I mean, honestly, like,
stand up for yourself online.
I'm sorry that you're in a relationship where you're not willing to stand up for yourself, that you're just sitting around taking it and you dealing with a motherfucker who just making you do everything.
Dealing with Jody.
Yeah, exactly. And you refuse to leave it.
All us cook.
Yo, have you seen the new Issa Rae movie with Kiki Palmer and
yeah.
And SZA? So remember, so SZA nigga, right?
Uh-huh.
Wanting shit. But what bruh had? Huh? Folding a goddamn up. Baby leg.
Folding right? up.
It showed, but so
folding up.
She all everything that she knew, she spoke about how
it was against.
The whole reason they was in that mess was because of him. Right? But she won't leave it. And eventually she had to come to her senses and be like, you know what? He don't respect me. Or so for me, it's...
But then you were still... Then she was still talking to him after he left her.
She's the reason why everything happened. They don't want to do what they needed to do to get right. And you still took a L because your ass trying to get back at him. You can't help yourself. How did he even find y'all?
Oh, well. You sent him a picture. Mm-hmm. And mush yourself up.
Yeah, little Debo lady said, I know where that's at. Yeah, bitch was driving a Hellcat. No, she was crazy. But yeah, like, it's, you know what I mean? And I agree, like, I don't know any, even the shitty niggas I know.
Yeah.
Them niggas still cook. Them niggas clean. Mm-hmm. Them niggas, like, we, like, niggas grew up a different way. I talk about it all the time. Like, hell, we went off to college. Like, nigga, who cooking? Who feeding you? Who?
Hell, when I moved on campus, it was like, all right. Hey, shit, you on campus, huh?
Hey, nigga, bro.
Got your own stove.
Nigga, I'll never forget that first week I spent in Statesboro.
Boy, like, damn.
Damn, what's for dinner?
Gotta figure it out.
Shit.
Think you love going to Walmart in college?
Oh, it's crazy.
It was so late at night.
Ooh, them late night.
11:30.
Man, late night. That's Walmart, 24 hours. Oh, boy.
11:30, 12, going to Walmart.
Ah, they buying some bullshit.
Living.
Yes, sir. Pop-Tarts.
I ain't bought no damn Pop Tarts.
Yeah, I buy Pop Tarts. I love me good Pop Tarts.
You know, my mommy's work for Primetime. So, I don't want to see no damn Pop. I don't see no damn
bars and all that shit. You want to fuck with that shit?
I'm tired of shit, bro.
That shit away from me. But yeah, bro, like, and like I said, like, I don't know too many guys who are literally just sitting around watching these girls do everything. Yeah. Watch them cook, watch them. Like, it's like you said, the majority of the guys that I know are. But, you know, and I don't even want to say we the exception because I don't believe that.
We're in the top percentile.
I do, but I do think also it doesn't take that to be a nigga that cleans themselves.
I know hood niggas that cook.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know,
I know some hood niggas that cook too.
Yeah, like, you know what I mean? Yeah, like.
Hold it down, grill.
All the things.
Mm-hmm.
Cut the grass, do, you know what I mean? All the shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So for me, I just think that. Again, it goes back to and we spoke about how they say, well,
yeah.
All y'all gonna say, when we talk about a concert, off might say, we all say, just pick better niggas.
Yeah.
Pick better niggas. Because if we're in a situation, we deal with a woman who won't cook, won't clean, won't do these things. Not saying that's all, she's the only one doing it, because we know we're gonna do it too.
Yeah.
Right? Like, we equally yoked in that aspect of the relationship. But if you ain't doing that, you can't cook, you can't, you don't even do that. Like every night I gotta come home and feed me and you, and we going out. I'm spending $50 on every meal, $100 on every meal.
And this is why I'm loving the end of how we ended this podcast and topics right here. But this is why when women always be like, men got audacity. Nah, they got spunk. And they gonna get up and be like, well, fuck this shit.
Man, listen.
I did this, and I did this, and in the end, he just.
Man, listen.
Because you shoulda.
Listen.
But you didn't. Mm-hmm. Just like sister.
Yeah, shoulda, but you didn't. Yo, I stress all the time, bro, like, they got to get out of this whole shit of double standards and realize it's not double standards, just standards.
Yeah.
Like, we have standards. We raise. I cannot. But think about, like, how we all talk about, like, the old school, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, let's say you take a girl to take her home for a cookout, mm-hmm. or Thanksgiving, and she won't even make you a plate of food.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And how the old, how the ladies in the house going to look at her. Like,
yeah.
You know what they going to say about her after when she dates along with you? That woman can't even make you a plate.
Mm-mm.
She can't even make you a plate.
Mm-mm.
And when you bring that up, now y'all scrunch your faces up. Well, I gotta fucking make his plate. I ain't no motherfucking
slave.
Bitch, put the chicken on the plate. Put the baked beans on the plate. Give me a little scoop.
And you know what? You know what, bitch? You not a slave. Because Harriet had spunk. And Harriet got her ass hot there, and she did what the hell she had to do.
Harriet, whoop your ass, if Harriet do use. I ain't talking like that. I ain't no slave. Harriet, you know all this shit Harriet did for you.
You know? Do you know everything Harriet did?
I can't wait for Black History Month.
And she ain't even asked.
Ain't it?
She asked them niggas. She was fucking with the dude. She told them, "Hey,
Harriet,
get behind me, bro."
Harriet had no damn man, huh? How often do you think Harry had sex?
I don't know.
She might have been getting flipped in the woods, though. She might have been getting flipped.
All that running, she probably was thick. Respectfully.
She probably was.
She probably was thick. Running like that.
She probably had a white man.
Probably had both.
Hey.
She probably had niggas.
Harry probably had hoes.
Probably had niggas. cut the cameras with them.
Hey man, that's you know what? That's it, man. I think that we have reached our quota for the day.
Not allow us to freestyle anymore. We're getting good with freestyling.
Nah,
though.
We ain't, man.
We're getting good with freestyling.
It's called Evergreen, man. The Evergreen episode.
Little Evergreen episode, talk, everybody.
Man. We had a plate full of topics. Yeah, man. So yeah, man. Again, man. Appreciate everybody rocking with us. First time, last time, whatever time. It's always love with the size. You already know. You fuck with us, fuckers. If you do not,
don't you worry about it, bitch. I know somebody like it.
Hey, till next time.
Yeah, man. Till next time. Peace, love. Blessings, all that shit, man. Yes, sir.
Make you shiver. Very, very cold. My head's getting froze. Yeah, and my pocket swole. Very, very swole. Yeah, bitch, I got that low. Yeah, everybody know. Back rolls over hoes. Yeah, put that on my.
Ooh, give me some more flavor.
It's the Untitled Podcast.